Swing the wise man.
I thought I did it a second ago, did it? Did I do it the wrong way?
Shlomo wise Weisbot.
Just a quick catch before we start. A quick question. This week's Sedra. Question. I don't know if I asked a question last week on Korach. I can't remember if I did last week. I don't know if I did a question last week on Korach. Why was it, why did the mom not tell Korach he was wrong? And the life of the Tzaddikim, Tzaddikim got on the doorstep, the Bainanim had to go even further, and the Roshoi got quite a long way away from them, yeah? So the Korach is, why was it that the rock that Korach didn't realize, because it was Boker, he was told to wait the morning, yeah? So why did he not realize the next morning that he was a Rosha? Oh. Very good, that's one answer. So one answer is, I think, the shame of Musters that the mon didn't fall that day.
He
says, Korach the next day didn't find the mon by his doorstep.
No.
Very far away. He says, I know I'm a Rosha. I'm not fighting hard enough against Moshe Rabbeinu. I've got to do a lot more. Someone told me this today. Someone said, I can't remember the Moshe. He said, Mamish, say what? He said exactly the same thing to me. I can't forget the Moshe. It's very, very true. Anyway, everybody, let's go back to here. So we finished really Machaber. Just the last bit of Sikkum of Kibbui we did, that we just remember the last bit, we start Mako Patish, very big Malacha Mako Patish, huge Malacha Mako Patish, rubbish, but very, very relevant. We asked the last part of the Halacha, again, I want to reiterate this whole thing again. It's important to know, Rabbi, that any Sophic in Sakonis, the Foshas, the fire, there's no shadows asked, yeah? It's a straightforward rule. This is one shouldn't ask any questions. Any question in the Moshe of fire, a fire falls on the floor and the carpet starts burning and a person knows he's got no time to get water poured around the sides or whatever, he can't do a groma, then if there's a house and the people there and people living next door in a built up area, you put the fire out straight away. That's the general rule. If there's no sakonos or foshes, then there's different things what you can do. Then you can put it out, you have to do a groma, you can't put it out, but you can get a goy. We said, generally speaking, most houses have got mezuzahs or kisvei kodesh inside, so generally speaking, you're allowed to ask a goy to put a fire out. But that's as far as it goes. But it's very rare, this case of having a case where it's not dangerous, it's not a very common case. And then we spoke about also ancient halacha towards the end of Kibbui, and that is, well, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to switch a light off for you. So there, the Malacha Pasha is the Malacha of Kibbui, extinguishing. So we said the Chiddush there, that if it's a Choyla, someone who's ill, so you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to, what do you call it, to put it out, because the person can't sleep, disturbs him. So for a Choyla Kolakov, someone who's ill, not Sakonas HaFosh, but he's just ill, basically ill, then he's confined to bed, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew anything. You can ask a non-Jew to go to Tesco to buy some medicine for him. Yeah, you're allowed to ask him to do an Issa D'Oraisa. So that's exactly, that's by to switch a light on, it's definitely alright. And then we came along with the Chiddush. It's possible, we have to know about this, is an interesting question that's over here, which many of us rely on actually. And we say, we go up to a non-Jew, Derech Remiza, and we hint to the non-Jew that it's very light in our room, we can't sleep because it's very, very light. So the non-Jew says, okay, I'll come over and switch the light off. So we said, there's no Issa of Ne'er, there's no Issa of benefiting from him. That means Amir Lakum, who's not done, you just hinted him. So we said the very last time, there's no Issa. If you hint, there's no Issa of Amir Lakum. The issue of benefiting from a non-Jew when he does a block of you is only a positive benefit. That's something which is removing a barrier. It's not creating, he's just taking something away. He's taking away the light. That is not called a positive benefit, that's mutter. The only big question we had on this was, it's very interesting, and that is the question of, is there a problem, the chayyah, you've got an obligation to object to a non-Jew doing malach in your house. This is a big question, I must say, it's a very, very big question, this one over here, that how can you let a non-Jew do something in your house, a malach on Shabbos? Because you've got a chiyuv to bring a machor. That means if you're sitting at your table, for example, and it's quite dark, a non-Jew comes into your house, a cleaning lady comes into your house, and she says, Moshe, it's very, very dark in this room, you know, it's not very good for you, it's not good for your eyes. So she puts the light on. Before she goes to that light, you've got to tell her, don't do it. You're not allowed to do it. a chiyuv macho. You mustn't let a non Jew do something for you.
So the, okay.
What?
It's okay.
She can't ask you. Someone just asked me this. I can't remember what happened. She can't ask you more than you were, but you can't read in that. If that room, for example, you couldn't read beforehand.
Don't.
Let's say it was dark. It was a dim room. Yeah. And now she comes and puts the light on. You didn't ask her to, but you can't read in that room.
She did it for herself.
She did it for herself. That's better. She did it for herself. Let's say she wanted to fire something in the room. She goes into the room, puts the light on.
You
put the light on. She puts the light on for herself. Then you can turn the fever on. But they often go out and put the light off again. That's not
a game. If the candles are on, Shabbos candles are on, and the lights are off, I could directly read, or see the mirrors, by the candles. But I'm not sitting at the end of the table. Then she puts the light on. Can I read then?
Calls them out, the candles are burning. But when the candles are 2 hours,
I'd have to move to there to read the light.
Yeah, you could have done it. That's also all right.
Even I couldn't see from where I'm sitting to the candles.
You could have gone there. You could have moved there. That's all right. But I'm saying once the candle goes out, you're finished. And you're finished. That was it. That's the thing about.
She's doing it for you and for her. So
that's what's right. If she does her both, I think it's all right.
She switches on the air conditioning.
That's better. If she does it for you and for her, I think that's better. Yeah.
And if someone asks her explicitly?
It's a problem. You mustn't do it. What? Air conditioning stuff? You mean stuff to put a light on?
It's an air conditioning.
An air conditioning is really better because it could be a drabon on that. You have to know what it is, an air conditioning. You have to know what malachas involved when they put an air conditioning on. It's electricity, so we take on a chum, this holds is derisive. It could be for a non-Jew doing it. It's a big matter, it's the poskim. It could be as far as a non-Jew does it, it could be it's rabbinical, a drabonon. So then it's shmus to shmus in certain cases. You with me? No, that's not, I thought, I could see that.
See, the light would be different to the air conditioner.
A light is this havor, it's much worse. Our light often has got a fire, oh, yeah. Fire. You have to know what it is, it's worse. Air conditioning is electric, it's binions, it's a circuit. Right. It's the same thing, you have to know.
LEDs.
Well, LED is better. Yeah, LED is much better, actually. It's quite right. LED's got no fire. That's much better. Yes.
Now, if you're away for work and you share a place with a colleague, everyone has his room, but you have to be there on Shabbos, and then you bring your meat in the common area on the table there. There's not much light, okay? And then the non-Jewish fellow sees you. Ah, I know where you're. I'll turn the light for you.
Must do it.
But it's not your place. In a way, it's not your place.
Yeah, it's a good point. That's a good point. But that's for your coming in. That's for you now. It's your place. It's a good point. It's not your house, but you're there now. It's
the house, he sits down too. He sits down too. So
if he's doing it for himself as well, that's all right. If he's doing it just for you, it's a problem. If he does it for himself as well, that's okay.
If you're doing it for him, you invite him for a drink, and that's you get him to the dark and drink with us. It's best to him. But she's sitting down having a drink,
and she enjoys the light as well.
You're hinting to her that it's dark. Have a drink.
I think that's alright.
Well, she starts washing up.
That's okay, yeah. That's what I think. Because she's doing it really for herself as well. As long as she's got her own intent as well, that's also alright, as far as I remember. Okay, boys, I think that was the end of the Melacha of Kibbutz. Very interesting Melacha. Now we come onto a minefield now, actually. The Melacha of Makar Hash. I didn't realise. I'll tell you what someone's got over. I never even thought about it. Anyone think, where can you might be over Makar Patish on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Anyone tell me? I was just thinking about this last Yom Tov. When was Yom Tov? What was last Yom Tov? Shavuos. So you know, a lot of people got floating wigs.
No, we said that. That's the, you
did I speak about this?
No.
Yeah. No. And ISIS is a very interesting point. I don't know if I can't do this right. But yeah, Makapatish, we'll see what Makapatish is. I'm going to go through a few things on Makapatish. But Makapatish is, you're making something on Shabbos, yeah? Now, what can be a problem is, I was thinking about it, is in these floating wicks, you've got the little wax piece, yeah, the little stalk, and then you've got a round circle where you put you put the wick through it. Can you do that on Yom Tov?
Is the hole covered up, or is you just pushing it out?
I think it's pushing right through.
It comes down, there's a piece
there. That's also maybe. Let's say the hole's completely uncovered.
It's
an interesting thing. Imagine you made a key there, yeah?
Yeah.
Because
that's the wick.
What?
Without the
hole. Yeah.
No, a candle will light without
the holder.
Here,
yeah,
without the
holder.
Yeah.
Well,
can't light the wick.
I mean, that's another interesting question. Just speak about it. What's another interesting thing? You know, a lot of people make simple box on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, a lot of these containers, you have these glass, these little glass, plastic glasses. Now, what happens is it's very hard to set up before Shabbos, Lamosha, right? So you want to put in the first dish, what's the first thing called? The hors d'oeuvre is what it's called. So you put in, you have a cup with a base, and you stick some fruit inside there. Now, you can't do that before Shabbos, yeah? It's no good. You want to do it on Shabbos. So now, can you put that plastic cup, make that plastic cup on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Into the base.
You know what I'm talking about? You've got a little base, a plastic base,
so
and then you put the thing
inside.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we want along.
Shabbos will not be allowed to join together.
Chayav. Chayav, there's an interesting case over here.
What? You can use it.
What? Even if it's a disposable plastic?
Not four tonight. We had a glass of whiskey before you came. Wow.
Sorry?
You had a glass of whiskey before you came.
So what is it?
It's disposable helmet. Those are just two things that spring to mind. But I might say it's across the board, Macapattern. Let's see, let's go to Macapattern. Could be not. Yeah. Right, let's just start with Macapattern. First, I looked in the safe and lab and testing office today. I was looking, where is Macapattern? Where was Macapattern done in the Mishkan? Now, he says a chiddush, actually. I was wondering about this. He says a chiddush. He says this himself. I don't know why it comes on to, because Tosha speaks out another case. But he says himself that the Chayra, we got what he says. He says, the mice, they had the kroshim in the Mishkan, yeah, the big beams, which went right across, a lot of beams they had. They were covered in silver. Silver, God, I can't remember, actually. They were gold. They were covering gold. Super bizarre. They were covering gold. How did you make them in gold? What you did, you took a hammer and you banged out gold flat. And you made like a casing, a sheath. And that went round the kroshim. And then he says, you bang nails in that to stick it onto it. That banging in, he says, is the melacha makopatish. Why? Because makopatish means we translate it as a hammer blow. The final hammer blow, the final touch to the act of completion, that's the best way of translating it. Something makes an act of completion, comes to the point, that's an interesting point. But the act of completion is the melacha of, what's his name, of Makapatish. So he says, locking those nails in to make it now firm, attached to the kroshim, is the melacha of Makapatish. The Maaser Tosfos actually says a different shot. Tosfos says that when they made gold and silver kalim, they had to bang the gold and silver by a hammer to flatten it, to make it into a shape. That's what seems Tosfos says. That is the melacha of Makapatish. Okay. Rashi's got a chiddush. Rashi explains what was the Makapatish. Very interesting. Rashi says that when they banged the gold and silver, chiddush is Rashi. Rashi says when they banged the gold and silver, so they had to bang it. You bang with a hammer. Every so often the hammer gets a little bit damaged sometimes. So every four or five strikes on the gold and silver, you took the hammer and you banged it on the anvil to flatten it. That was Makapatish's work. Interesting, it means you're making the hammer fix. Anyway, what comes out, nice, it's not much in the way you learn it out from, but what comes out, is that there's a few melachas, well, not a few things, there's the act of completion is the melacha.
You've got a suit, you
take a few loose... Let's hold on a minute here. What that means, for example, if someone makes a table on Shabbos, he's got a board, and he takes four legs, and he sticks four legs onto that table. What melacha has he done?
Oil.
Right, so first one of Shabbos, have you done binyan? Because the big Shabbos, the whole binyan, is there binyan mekayim? Let's say there is binyan mekayim. Let's say there is, what about when you put the fourth leg on? Have you done Makapatish?
You can stand on three legs at table.
I thought we stay. I'm not coming to you. What table do you got with standing three legs? Yeah, that's true. If you make it a seven edition. Yeah, that's true. You make it a seven edition. If you take a normal table like this, for example, yeah, and you put two legs on either on the bottom over here, and one leg on the table, the table stands. It stands properly with his fourth leg. So the Maaser, is that Makapatish now to put the fourth leg on? Very important, this actually. Yeah, that's question number one. Is that called Makapatish? So, this is a big shayla, actually. The question Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn that when a person finishes off an article, he makes an article from nothing, and he completes it on Shabbos, he's done two averes very often. Binyan and Makapatish. That means there's a big difference. While he's making the table, he adds on to the table's binyan. When he puts the first leg on, he's doing binyan. He's not over Makapatish until he puts the fourth leg on. That's how some Rishonim learn. Some Rishonim learn that he's over both Isurim at the end of the day. When he's made the fourth leg on, he's over two Isurim. Yeah? However, other Rishonim learn not like this. They learn, that's what you were saying, that making a table, to make a table usable is binyan. Once you finish making the table, you want to smooth it out, for example. It's usable, it's four legs, it's got four legs on. Once you now want to smooth it out and perfect it, that's the Issa Makapatish.
I feel like what you're doing, you can't use it. You're finishing to use it, you can use it. Like, yeah. Four legs, I can use it.
But my friend, that's clear from the Gemara. That's my friend the Gemara, which is not like you. You're right, that's one way of Makapatish. But the other way, the Gemara says clearly, someone's got a nice cup.
Every week.
Someone's got a nice cup. And he decides to paint a nice picture, a nice pattern on that
finishing
cup. He's over the Issa Makapatish.
Yeah.
That is the finishing touch on the cup. So it's lad dafka making something. The finishing touch of something is makapatish. Now you ask him, what's the makapatish? Are you always going to be over boiner or makapatish? What's the problem? So I think the moment you do that, boiner is not on soft materials. Let me give you an example. If someone makes, for example, a plastic bag on Shabbos, I don't know how you make them, but let's say you make it on Shabbos, a plastic bag. Are you over boiner? You're not. Are you over makapatish? You are. What difference does that make to us? Now you've got to sit down, everyone. That means, as far as I can see, if someone's got a roll of bags on a roll.
Flat bags.
What?
Flat bags on a roll.
Yeah, duffin bags on a roll. Whatever you call it, it's plastic bags on a roll, yeah? And they're stuck onto each other. Yeah. Nice, not reusable as they are. A person then pulls off that bag. And he makes it usable. So when we spoke about career, that's mamish the problem of career. It's career with a tickle. That's mamish career with a tickle. It's like career with a beneficial purpose. Now I can use the bag. The chore is over makapatish as well. He's now made the complete utensil. Because that utensil is not such a good utensil as it is. It's a soft utensil, but nowhere does it say makapatish that you can't make a soft utensil. In fact, that's a Gemara. I'm afraid, my friend, this ruins what you said before. That if a person walks on the street and he finds a little piece of wood and he shapes it into a toothpick, a one-time use, he makes a toothpick just for one time use, he's got some dirt in his mouth or whatever, and he wants to get it out, so he uses a toothpick, he fashions the toothpick, he's done an isseminatoria of makapatish. So it's an interesting thing, so disposable is not really a hetzer of makapatish. So these plastic bags actually, they are disposable, but it won't help you makapatish. So the only way to do it, yeah, so making a plastic bag on Shabbos is a problem of not being makapatish. How about tearing a plastic bag? That's korea, but that's important to know. Makapatish are no opposite. So even though making a plastic bag is also to do, destroying a plastic bag is not, there's no opposite of makapatish. There's a problem of korea, but how can you open a plastic bag on Shabbos? If you've got food inside there, and do hashosa, you're doing it destructively in order to get to the item, the food item. There's no issa of korea where a person tears to get to a food item, destructively. So again, so far we've seen makapatish is obviously making an item from the start. That means he had no table to start with, and he makes a table on Shabbos. When he puts that fourth leg on, the chayra, according to some Rishonim, certainly to be kosher this, but according to some Rishonim, when you put the fourth leg on, you've done the Issa Makapatish. It's the derisa. Besides, it's a binyan. Binyan is a shayra when it's binyan makalim or not, but Makapatish, according to some Rishonim, is over, yeah? So you have to be careful about that as well. That's number one. Finishing off a kelim, you've got a kelim which is usable, but you want to perfect it. That's our case of the Moshe. The person's got a mug, which is 100% you could drink from it. It's very nice to use, nothing wrong with it. But you want to decorate the mug. You want to put some patterns on it. So the chayyim might be over kosev, but you're also over makapatish. What's the difference? Very interesting, actually. Kosev, you'll only be over when you finish the chayyim making your pattern.
Who said you need to make that pattern on it? I'm adding on. I'm only kosev, yeah.
Finishing
time. I'm not finishing touching it. It's a cup. Everyone uses it.
Finish the time, friend. Much nicer, this cup.
It's not finishing. I'm
Hatsor tzura. I don't know what I'm saying. That's a Gemara. Hatsor tzura on the kosev is chayyim. It's chayyim of makapatish. You're right, he's asking a good question. I'm asking for I can use this cup without it.
I'm not finishing it off. I have a delicate design on it.
That's my question. That's a good point. You're right. But that is, finishing off is also for makapatish. Not only is make something makapatish, but finishing off to give a perfection, which to people it looks nice, it looks like a finished item, that's also makapatish. Quite right, it's a good point, actually.
Yeah.
What?
That's
to finish it off. Cup is a cup. I've never finished it. Most people use the cup as it is.
Exactly. A cup is not smooth. 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 A cup is not sm So we've got a couple of cups, very interesting, shiny, you know, about these cups that change colour when you've I borrowed one of someone, I think we showed it here. You've got a picture of a Hosnan colour when you put hot water into it.
Yeah.
That's a finishing touch, a nice finishing touch to myself. The cup is perfect. That cup is the perfect thing to use. But now when you pour your hot water in, it looks nice. That finishes off the cup. The ice is a nice thing. So to make that pattern on Shabbos, besides Sever, whatever it is much better, but be alof got a chiddush that when you do Tzor Tzura, every bit of the Tzura is an Isot Makapatish. Because that makes the Tzura that
be chayav. Even though afterwards when it gets cold, it goes away.
What are you talking about? Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Even though it gets cold, it goes away.
Still this. Yeah, I thought someone would say that. It's not really, it's not used so well.
Use it once, we forgot to tear them off.
You mentioned about the...